The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We're wrapping up the week here at Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Michelle Cobb has been with me this whole week. And Michelle, how are you going to bring us to a close?
We're going to end the week with Shelf Life, Chronicles of a Cairo Bookseller by Nadia Wassef, read by Vane Asadorian.
And tell me what this is about.
So this is about the Diwen Bookstore, which was the brainchild of three Egyptian women. And we're getting the perspective of one of them. It's her autobiography. She loves to swear. And it really comes through in the writing and in what the narrator does. And in fact, I was so taken with the narration that I really thought it was the author.
Oh.
I kept checking to make sure that it wasn't read by the author, because it just seemed as if that's exactly what she would sound like and exactly her tone and pitch. So great job to our narrator.
And when does this take place? When are they opening this bookstore?
That was in the early 2000s.
Okay, so fairly current.
Yeah, almost 20 years ago. And the structure of the book is set up like a bookstore. So we're dealing with the self-help section. And it's not linear. It's the telling of the author's life, the store's life, but it's an exploration of how and why they started the business, how they grew, how they expanded to multiple locations, what trouble they ran into, because they're coming from a world where it's not necessarily the cultural norm for a female business to both exist, thrive and expand.
Yeah, no, of course. And was it a bookstore that really focused on books that would appeal to women? Or, I mean, obviously men could shop there, but did they make an especial appeal to women?
They were definitely thinking about women. They were advocating for them. And we learn about different ways in which, even through the staff of the store, the staff at her house, that she was trying to encourage women. And so they were thinking about it with the choices that they made in what they carried within the bookstore as well. There was a cafe in the bookstore, and the bookstore was considered a safe haven. That's what they were trying to set it up for, so that people could explore different topics, be themselves.
And gather,
yes. And there's lots of funny characters in the book. Many of the characters that are most amusing are men and the way that they treat the women in the bookstore.
Okay, well, why don't we hear a little bit of it?
Yes, let's learn a little bit about the Egyptian section of the bookstore.
Okay, this is Shelf Life, Chronicles of a Cairo Bookseller by Nadia Wassef, and it's read by Vane Asadorian.
We knew from the beginning that Diwen would sell books in Arabic, English, French, and German. We also knew that these categories were porous, so early on, we decided to create a section that we called Egypt Essentials to house all four languages and cut across genres. Like authors of science fiction novels, we crafted a world that existed only in our imagination. On its shelves, we wove a modern mythology using the threads of fiction, biography, history, economics, and photography. Some of the titles we chose to include became steadfast members, while others enjoyed a brief stint before returning to their permanent shelves. The section name made me think of essential oils, sold in curved glass bottles in bazaars. Their origins entrenched in a secret and distant past, they distilled the intangible into a drop, a scent. Egypt Essentials promised similar access to readers, who were a mix of tourists, outsiders yearning to become insiders, and Egyptians who'd seen their country only through a keyhole.
There's a kind of business-like narration to this.
There
which
is.
Which makes sense. It's about starting a business.
Right. And the author, her tone of writing, she's got this hard edge. And she's, you know, kind of the one who isn't warm and fuzzy. And that comes through in the narration. And this narrator, you know, it looks like she's only done about 15 titles. So she wasn't someone that I was familiar with, but I will definitely seek her out again.
Yeah, she has I like it. And I also like when she says the word bizarre as an Arabic word, you know, that accent that was subtle, but really nice to see it come out.
Yes. Well, she really has all of the foreign words down that would make me stumble. She's got them all. She does a little bit of French, I believe, as well as some Egyptian. And, you know, we're learning about the author's failed marriages, which bring in some characters as well.
Okay, that is Shelf Life, Chronicles of a Cairo Bookstore by Nadia Wassef, and it's read by Vanya Asadorian. Well, what a week you had. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, it was so great. It's so great to hear all these incredible performances and to, you know, really feel excited about every title I was listening to. I'm here to hear how the words are performed and interpreted, and there were no disappointments this week.
Oh, that's great. I like that. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great.
Okay. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind, featuring Dark Horse Comics, dramatized adaptations of X, Ghost, The Mask, and Living with the Dead. Savings of up to 60% off this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.